The GROW Project, a groundbreaking initiative aimed at empowering women in Uganda, is poised to make a significant impact on the real estate sector. By providing financial support and capacity-building opportunities, the GROW Project is empowering women to become successful real estate investors, hereafter referred to realtorpreneurs, and contribute to the economic growth of the country. One of the most significant benefits of the GROW Project for women in real estate is the financial assistance it offers. The project provides grants and loans to eligible women, enabling them to invest in their businesses, expand their operations, and acquire the necessary resources to succeed. These funds can be strategically utilized for various key purposes, particularly within the real estate industry, where women realtorpreneurs can significantly benefit. Here are several ways these funds can be applied. Property development. Women in real estate can invest the funds into property development projects, either by building new properties from the ground up or upgrading existing ones to increase their value. This can include constructing residential units, commercial spaces, or mixed-use developments. Acquiring investment properties through this funding is also an option, allowing women realtorpreneurs to expand their portfolios and generate long-term returns. Scaling operations by hiring staff. By utilizing the funds to recruit additional staff or realtors, women can scale their operations, enabling them to manage a larger client base and handle more property listings. Expanding their team can lead to greater efficiency in day-to-day operations, ensuring that they can meet the demands of a growing business and ultimately increasing revenue through enhanced service delivery. Marketing and advertising initiatives. Funds can be allocated to marketing and advertising efforts to promote their real estate businesses and individual property listings. Using popular real estate marketing platforms like the Real Estate Database, RED, as well as running targeted advertising campaigns, can boost visibility, attract a broader audience, and drive more inquiries. Women realtorpreneurs can also benefit from digital marketing strategies, such as social media ads, property showcases, and email marketing, to engage potential buyers and investors. Professional development and training. Continuous learning is crucial for success in the real estate industry. The funds can be used to participate in specialized training programs, attend industry conferences, and enroll in workshops that help women realtorpreneurs enhance their skills in areas such as property law, financial management, digital marketing, and negotiation. These opportunities for professional development not only improve business acumen but also empower women to stay competitive in the evolving real estate market. By using these funds wisely, women realtorpreneurs can strengthen their real estate businesses, improve service delivery, and position themselves for long-term success in the real estate industry. One of the most promising opportunities for women realtorpreneurs who qualify for funding through the GROW Project is the ability to use the financial support to subscribe to the Real Estate Database, RED, platform. The RED offers an extensive suite of tools and resources specifically designed to accelerate the growth of real estate businesses. This platform is particularly valuable for women in the real estate industry, as it provides access to advanced property marketing features, automated property descriptions, and a professionally designed real estate website as part of the subscription package. These tools enable women realtorpreneurs to showcase their listings on a larger scale, reach a wider audience, and ultimately increase their sales and business visibility. For many women realtorpreneurs in Uganda, subscribing to the RED has long been a goal. However, due to financial limitations, they have been unable to access the platform. The introduction of the GROW Project, which provides accessible funding, has therefore come as a timely solution, enabling these women to finally tap into the RED and RESQO as powerful resources. The RED subscription package includes a professionally designed real estate website, which is linked not only to the RED but also to several other property listing platforms like Lemuti Co. UGG and Realtor. UGG, expanding the visibility of agents' properties to a wider market. Additionally, websites linked to the RED benefit from enhanced search engine optimization, SEO, through backlinks, helping them attain top positions on Google search results, which is crucial for attracting online traffic and potential buyers. The dynamic real estate websites provided by The Red enable women realtorpreneurs to showcase their listings, connect with potential clients, and establish credibility in the market. Moreover, The Red platform enhances property marketing with features like automated property descriptions, unlimited images, and social media integration, ensuring women realtorpreneurs stay competitive, data-driven, and well-positioned for long-term growth. With the financial support from Grow, they can now afford to subscribe to The Red, allowing them to streamline their operations, elevate their online presence, and position their businesses for sustainable growth. This funding acts as a catalyst for empowering women in real estate, enabling them to overcome financial barriers and take their entrepreneurial ventures to the next level. The Grow loan has specific requirements that must be met by applicants to qualify for funding. These include the following. Bank account. The applicant must hold an active bank account with one of the six selected financial institutions. This is crucial for ensuring that the loan can be disbursed and tracked appropriately through a reputable financial institution. Complete loan application. The loan application process must be fully completed. This includes accurately filling out the application form and submitting all necessary documentation to support the request for funding. Proof of cash flow. The applicant is required to provide proof of consistent cash flow. A bank statement covering the last 12 months is needed to demonstrate a healthy financial history and reliable income sources, which reassure the lenders of the applicant and RiskWo's ability to repay the loan. Proof of business operations. Applicants must submit evidence of an operational business. This is usually done through a valid trading license, which confirms that the business is legally recognized and actively trading. Flexible collateral options. The Grow loan offers flexibility in terms of security requirements. In addition to conventional assets, the program may accept Kibanja, customary land tenure in Uganda, as collateral, which makes it more accessible for individuals who may not have more traditional forms of collateral. Guarantors. In some cases, the loan applicant may be required to provide guarantors. These guarantors must have a clean credit history and no non-performing loans to ensure the risk to the financial institution is minimized. Evidence of contracts. Applicants must present copies of previously executed contracts, as well as those that are currently ongoing. This helps to establish the credibility of the business and its ability to secure and complete projects. Contract to be financed. If the loan is intended to finance a specific contract, proof of the contract to be financed must be provided. Additionally, any call-off orders should also be submitted to show the ongoing nature of the business. Audited financial statements. The latest audited books of accounts are required to show the financial health and stability of the business. This allows lenders to assess profitability and sustainability. Account statements from other banks. Applicants must also submit account statements from any other banks they may have used over the past 12 months. This helps in creating a comprehensive financial profile for the applicant. Certificates of past projects, copies of past interim payment certificates, contract completion certificates, and goods received notes should be submitted. These serve as evidence of successful business operations and help establish a track record of completing previous projects. Flexible repayment plans. Grow loans offer flexible and regular repayment plans, designed to accommodate the cash flow cycles of different businesses. This allows businesses to repay in a manner that aligns with their financial capabilities. Location requirement. The applicant must reside in the area served by the designated bank branch, ensuring easy access to financial services and support. Ongoing business activity. The applicant must demonstrate that they have an active business. The business should not be in its initial stages but must have ongoing operations to qualify for funding. These requirements aim to ensure that businesses seeking financing are viable and capable of meeting the repayment terms, while offering flexibility to accommodate the unique challenges faced by small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, particularly those led by women. Despite the numerous benefits offered by many financing projects, significant challenges remain for women who wish to participate in such programs. Women seeking to benefit from financing schemes like the GROW Project often face obstacles such as procedural constraints. Challenge: many women realtorpreneurs face difficulty securing funding due to limited credit history and strict application requirements. This is often compounded by the lack of necessary paperwork, such as compliance with tax systems like the Electronic Fiscal Receipting and Invoicing System, EFRIS, and other business formalities that are typically required to access financing. Operating informal real estate businesses further limits their eligibility for financial support. Solution: women realtorpreneurs can improve their chances of securing funding by formalizing their business operations. This includes opening and maintaining savings accounts, keeping detailed income and expense records, and ensuring compliance with tax systems like EFRIS. Engaging with financial literacy programs, such as those offered by Area Women's Council and REIA, can help realtorpreneurs better understand financial documentation and meet application criteria. Additionally, seeking guidance from mentors or participating in workshops designed for women in real estate can provide valuable insights into how to build a strong financial track record. Business skill gaps. Challenge: lack of knowledge in areas like marketing, financial management, and business planning can hinder the ability to prepare businesses for funding. Solution: women realtorpreneurs should take advantage of free or subsidized training programs offered through organizations like the PSFU or the Real Estate Database, RED. These programs can help them build the necessary skills to create solid business plans, manage their finances, and market their properties more effectively. Social and cultural barriers. Challenge: gender stereotypes, societal expectations, and domestic responsibilities can limit women and RESQO's participation in funding projects and other business opportunities. Solution: women can join business-focused networks or women and RESQO's entrepreneurship groups that offer support and advocacy. Engaging with these networks not only boosts confidence but also provides a platform for women to exchange ideas and work collectively to overcome social barriers. Access to information and networks. Challenge: limited access to information about available funding and difficulties connecting with other women entrepreneurs hinder opportunities. Solution: women can leverage digital platforms such as social media, online forums, or the Red to stay informed and connect with fellow entrepreneur communities. Additionally, attending local business events or engaging in women-led business organizations can help expand their networks. Complex application process. Challenge: navigating the bureaucratic procedures involved in applying for project funding can be overwhelming. Solution: seeking assistance from organizations that offer guidance in filling out loan or grant applications can reduce the complexity. Additionally, women should take advantage of step-by-step guides provided by financial institutions and consider hiring consultants who specialize in preparing funding applications. Lack of awareness. Challenge: many women, especially in marginalized communities, lack awareness of funding projects and potential benefits. Solution: outreach programs and community workshops focused on financial literacy and women entrepreneurship should be promoted. Partnerships between local NGOs and the RED platform can help spread awareness and provide targeted information to these women. Time constraints. Challenge: balancing business responsibilities with domestic duties limits the time women have to participate in training and development programs. Solution: offering flexible, online, or weekend training programs can allow women to manage both their businesses and personal responsibilities. Support institutions should promote time-efficient learning modules that fit women and RESQO's busy schedules, empowering them to grow their businesses while managing their personal lives. By addressing the challenges similar to those listed above and leveraging the opportunities provided by the GROW Project, women in Uganda can become powerful realtorpreneurs and contribute to the growth and development of the real estate sector. The project's focus on empowering women is a significant step towards achieving gender equality and economic empowerment in the country. I have had the privilege of working with lots of successful women, but what I have learned from women in real estate is that they are smart, driven, and committed to excellence. They demonstrate the importance of attention to detail, collaboration, networking, creativity, innovation, and resilience. By embracing these traits, they have achieved great success in the industry and serve as an inspiration to us all. I would like to hereby encourage all women realtorpreneurs to seek more information and guidance from PSFU regarding the criteria for qualifying for GROW facilities. While it's not necessary to have everything in perfect order, checking a few boxes and consulting on how to improve your application can significantly increase your chances. Having documentation such as an address or tax receipts can be a good starting point. The GROW project is a 5-year one initiative, so take advantage of this opportunity and use the initial year to register your company. Don't miss out on this valuable resource. Seek all the information you need to benefit from the GROW project.